The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
The unofficial Robins podcast. We're at Bracknell Town playing Chesham United today at 3 o'clock in the Southern League Premier South. We have got the team sheet, which is literally just come out to us. Number one, Simon Grant between the sticks today. Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Anthony Cheshire. 5, Dan Bayliss. 6, Scott, double fan to Reese. 7, Magnus Suen Jr. Abisgan. 8, Ashley Lodge. 9, Jordan Esprit. 10, Daryl Saunders. And number 11, Seb Bauman. On the bench today, Mikael Platt, Adam Richards, Max Herbert, Daniel Gotha-Braithwaite, and Connor Lynch. For Chesham United, Samuel Besant in the goal, Frankie Sutherland, Jamel Prosper, Matt Ridley, Ian Casey, Carl Brooks, Bradley Clayton, Jack Peck, Zach Joseph, Jordan Edwards, and Shaquille Hippolyte Patrick. And that is the team list for today at Bracknell Town. We'll be back with you at half-time for the half-time results, as always, and a little bit of a short analysis with the game. Steve the Gaffer-Witty is still away today, so hopefully dear Pom will go and help us out as well. Thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. Half-time here at Bracknell Town against Chesham United. It's 0-0. I'm with the fantastic Paul Pom. Of course, you'd hear Pom on the fantastic Pomcast. But he's been kind enough to step into Steve the Gaffer-Witty's shoes, which is most kind. What's your thoughts on the first half, dear Paul?
Well, obviously, they're very big shoes to fill from Steve. But it was a good first half. It was very even, although certainly Bracknell did create the better chances. Chesham had quite a lot of the ball. They're a big physical side, but didn't really create anything. I don't think Simon Grant's actually had a save to make. Bracknell, we've had one or two half chances. We had a great chance with Seb just towards half time where he went one-on-one with the keeper, rounded the keeper, but the defender just managed to get back.
He just got a foot on it, didn't he?
Just got a foot on it to stop it going in. So yeah, I think we're happy with that. I think this is the sort of game that we all expected in this league this year.
They're playing quite long balls, aren't they? And you know, that doesn't necessarily meet with our sort of the play that we've been playing recently.
No, absolutely, yeah. And you know, we have not just been lumping it back up like what's happening last week at Tiverton. You know, we have tried to play through the midfield, but certainly, you know, once it gets to Chesham's back four, you know, they do tend to just lump it up front. And again, you know, as per last week, we've dealt with everything they've really thrown at us. But you could see that if we're not careful, you know, we could concede a goal, and that could be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, no, thanks so much, Paul. We're going to be back with you at full-time. As soon as that full-time whistle comes, we'll be right back with you. Thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. It's the unofficial Robins podcast at Bracknell Town versus Chesham. I am with Paul Pom. It's final score, and it is 0-3. Three goals to the visitors, and no scores to Bracknell. Really quite disappointing half, I think, Paul.
It was very disappointing, actually. I think we said at half-time that if we could score first, then I felt we'd go on and win it. But we also felt that if Chesham did get one, then it would be very, very difficult for us. And so it proved.
It did. And there were a couple of kind of quite howling sort of mistakes, wasn't there, in the defence, really? And keeping was a bit weak there.
Yeah, we didn't do great at the back, to be perfectly honest. like I said earlier, it's the sort of game we expect in this league. Big, strong players, Route 1 football a lot of the time. However, to be honest, in the second half, they played some decent football, and we just couldn't cope with it. We were actually outplayed this game, probably for the first time that I've seen in many, many seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's it. Although there were mistakes our end, they were, you know, a very, very strong team. And all credit as well to the keeper for Chesham. I mean, just one of those things. And I guess we go again Monday. It's, Monday we keep continuing, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we've got to keep our heads up. You know, we've had a fairly decent start this year, so we can't complain. We've been spoilt a little bit over the last couple of seasons, winning most games. So, you know, we have to take this on the chin, regroup, and like you say, we go again on Monday.
Absolutely, and we're going to be back with you with the analysis of the game. We normally do that sort of a night later, once it's all settled in a little bit. So we'll be back with you in a jiffy with that. But as always, thank you for listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast. We now go over to Hartney Whitney, where Paul Pomeroy and the fantastic Steve the Gaffer Whitty are going to take you through what happened.
So here we are after the result, Bracknell 2, Hartley Whitney 1. I'm with the Bracknell Town manager, Bobby Wilkinson. So Bobby, of course, after the performance on Saturday, what did you say to the players to get this result today?
Just make sure you win. I want to have a sleep tonight and I want to have a beer. Been a real frustrating weekend for me, not because I got beat, I make that very clear, but the manner of the 20 minutes lived with me all weekend. I didn't like that. My boys do me proud every week. They wear the badge of pride. I just felt we just lost a little bit of momentum them 20 minutes, and I just didn't like the manner of them goals, mistakes. We looked a little bit unorganised for about 20 minutes. I don't know where it come from, but I do believe in football. Sometimes you need a kick up the bum, if that's the right thing to do, to get back to this fighting, winning mentality that I've built at this football club, you know, for this great family and this great fan base and great chairman. You know, I just want to make sure if we're ever going to lose, we lose with, you know, a bit of pride, if that makes sense, how I like to manage. And well, look at today, that was just phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I've got to say, what a result. I think we was all a bit nervous in the last sort of 5 or 10 minutes. I see a couple of subs there in the at the end there. You know, we've conceded a couple of late goals. Has that been on your mind?
We had a serious meeting about it. I don't like that, because the meeting was on Thursday and we sat down and it was a very serious meeting. I don't like a lot of meetings. I only do them now and again, but when I do them, they know to listen. And the meeting was a 5-minute spell in any game of football is mid-table, league title, or playoffs, and that's a fact in football. You know, if you hold on for the last couple that we give away, we could be top of the league today. Not that I want to be top of the league right now. So you know, they all sat back and looked at that and thought, actually, he's got an unbelievable point there. Today, in the top 8 or in the bottom 8, you know, if you don't win, you know, you never know. So that's the difference with them 5 minutes that we spoke about. And I work on clean sheets, everyone knows that. But you're at a different level now. If you don't take your chances, they take theirs. You know, we could have won 4-1, 5-1.
Yeah,
you know,
a couple of missed chances, yeah.
But I'm not going to get greedy. I make that clear. You know, I was very disappointed with myself on Saturday because of the 20 minutes manner. But then I throw it out to the fans. Fans were quiet last 20 minutes on Saturday. And trust me, I've been waiting to say it. I clocked it. Don't only be singing when I'm winning. Let's not get greedy. I've met this before over the years. So I'm going at you a little bit here.
I think, to be fair, we were all a little bit shocked. You've given us a sort of 18 months where we've not been used to results like that. So I think we was all a bit shell shocked. Yeah.
I'm very lucky. I've got a father that always said, "Judge a man, when you're losing, never when you're winning." And what I wanted to do today is judge my my players, my fans, and we're all back as a family today, weren't we? Like you said, we're all shell shocked.
Yeah.
I was shell shocked. I didn't sleep a wink. Honestly, when people think they don't, I didn't sleep a wink. But I'm just so proud of everyone.
I agree. Look, well done today, Bobby. Great result, and on to the cup.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see how far. Let's see if we make the cup final. Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Right, here I am after the game with Michael Ecott. So, Michael, when did you get the call?
I didn't, to be fair. Found out literally just before kickoff, or just before we went out for the warm up, which always it's a nice surprise. To be fair, I didn't come here expecting to play, but obviously training hard and stuff. So
Frustrating few weeks, or
Personally, I'm not used to playing, but yeah, it's nice just to get back on the pitch, and especially with the boys, and get 3 points over a local derby.
And what was your view of today's game then?
It was a battle, wasn't it? It was a battle. I think in the end, I think we deserved it. I think we had the clear-cut chances. But yeah, I think the boys battled till the end, and I think we got what we deserved, I think.
Physical units up front, aren't they? Yeah. It's always a battle, isn't it? Every single time.
Especially when you've got likes of Zidane and Aaron, obviously.
Yeah. And a couple of magnificent saves from yourself. One in the first couple of minutes, and then what was it, the 75th minute as well? Full length.
No, as long as the ball don't go in the goal.
Is that all it was? Yeah, was it? You just threw yourself at it, did you? Or did you always have it covered?
No, listen, it is just try your best, isn't you? Hopefully you get on the end of it.
Yeah, and of course the fans, a little bit of a song for you at the end. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, it's been hard the last couple of weeks, but obviously the fans, speaking to them behind the guys, it's nice. It's nice to get a different view of it, especially with the fans. And I appreciate everything that the fans do for the club as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, congratulations today and good to have you back. Well
Thank
done.
You.
The unofficial Robins podcast with me, James, the Captain Birdseye, and the fantastic Paul Pom, who's with me this fine evening. I'm actually a little bit of away today. I'm in Yorkshire, but the great technology works everywhere, so that's all good. How are you doing, Paul?
Yeah, very good, thanks, James. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Yes, I am. I can't be too loud today because the children are all asleep. It's quite late here, but having a great time. But unfortunately, I did miss the game at Hartley Whitney today, so you're going to have to kind of praise me of all of that. But I was at the game before with Chesham. Tell me how was it?
Today it was much better than it was Saturday. I think the important thing today was to get the 3 points, to be perfectly honest. It was ugly at times. Hartley Whitney were not a good side, to be perfectly honest. Played very route one, like we're seeing so often now with the opposition. We held firm. Michael was back in goal and made a couple of outstanding saves. And we grabbed a couple of goals and managed to hold on.
That's fantastic news, and you know, going back one step to the Chesham game, I mean, we were sort of concerned. I think it's sort of quite a few fans did feel that potentially they did need to be, you know, a little bit of a change between the sticks. Obviously, Simon Grant's been the goalkeeper for quite a while, possibly a few mistakes were made on that Chesham game.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure he'll hold his hand up himself and say that, you know, he didn't have his best game in that game. Although, you know, for the first few games of the season, he's been excellent. But, you know, it's a cruel game sometimes, football, and you're only really as good as your last performance. So, it was good to see Michael get a chance, and good to see him sort of take that chance, really, and do well.
That's amazing. And did we, in terms of, did we very much have that pressing game?
It was difficult, and it's becoming more and more difficult, we're noticing, in this league. A lot of the teams are full of big lumps of players and play very direct football. And so it is difficult to get that pressing game going. We stood firm again in defence, like we have been doing. And unfortunately, you know, it's just been difficult to play through the midfield. And it's just, I think we're going to find that in this league. We're going to see an awful lot of that. I remember when we spoke to the Western Supermare manager. That's exactly what he said. You know, this is a very, very tough league, this. And it's full of very big, tough players. And, you know, there's a lot of Route 1 football. And that's what we're going to see. So I think, you know, we're going to need to find ways to combat that.
Well, exactly, and it's very understandable that we did go for that very much high tempo game to start with. But I'm quite sure that teams will get onto the way we play very, very quickly. And as you say, it's very much a physical league, and I think we're finding that pretty quick.
Very, very much so. And, you know, we've got some very skillful players. very tricky players, you know. But you know, we're seeing a lot of them getting muscled out of the game. You know, Gary on Saturday, you know, against Chesham, you know, he was getting muscled off the ball, which is very unusual for him. Yeah, it's going to be tough. There's no two ways about it. But I sort of feel that, you know, with Bobby's experience, he'll find ways around it. He'll find ways to combat that type of play. And I think, you know, we can still score goals. You know, we got off to another great start today. We scored virtually from the kickoff, Jordan Desprit. And to be perfectly honest, you know, we could have had four or five. We missed two or three one-on-ones, which we've been doing over the last few weeks.
Yeah, there has been a fair few that we've thought, well, that really should have converted into something. That has been, you know, the finishing has been definitely a factor, hasn't it, really?
It has, and I think if we could have got that right, then you know, certainly would have scored quite a few more goals over the last six games, and probably picked up a few more points as well. So it's something to work on, but you know, I'm sure Bobby's got that in hand.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, all of the team there, they really are very, very good, and we you know, we very much, I think, feel that as fans. So of course the FA Cup, isn't it, next? Harrow. Yeah. So that's going to be very exciting.
A little disappointing, I think, when you consider all the teams that we could have played, and we've ended up playing a team that we played 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think from a fan's point of view, it's a little bit disappointing.
It is, although Truro have got to pay, I think, playing Merthyr Tydfil again. So,
yeah, 2 weeks on the trot, aren't they? Yeah, don't envy them that at all. But, you know, with Harrow not in great form, so, you know, it gives us a chance to progress.
Absolutely, yeah, which is great. So you went for a bit of a walk, I believe, before the game.
We did. Sean, who obviously some of you people might know, spends a lot of time organising a lot of walks in aid of men's mental health, to try and get people talking about it, to raise awareness of it. And yeah, there was a dozen of us that took on the walk today from Bottom Meadow to the Hartley Whitney ground. And it was great fun and very, very enjoyable and very worthwhile as well, because we did talk about it.
Brilliant.
And so, yes, it was very good. Some of the youngsters obviously took it in their stride. Some of us slightly more senior people. We were fine. It's just really, I suppose, after the walk that we started to just get a little bit stiff.
Of course, yeah. Well, no, it's an absolutely fantastic thing to do. Really, really great. And I know some of the pictures are online, so do check them out. Well, we're going to be with you after Saturday's game, so we'll be back then. But do check out details on the Brecknell Town website, of course, for that game against Harrow. And as always, we'd love to hear your views at unofficialrobins on Twitter or unofficialrobins@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Paul. Really, really appreciate it. And thank you for stepping into dear Steve's shoes as well. And yes, and of course, check out the podcast for every away game. You will definitely enjoy that. Yes, I think that's all we have tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I mean, just one thing, James, you may not be aware of. One slightly worrying thing is Seb went off injured. And
okay, tell us about that quickly.
It didn't look good. He had a one-on-one with the keeper. Went past the keeper, just couldn't quite squeeze it in, but collided with the keeper, and he went down and didn't get up and hobbled off. So that's a slight worry. He's a tough cookie.
He is. Let's hope there's nothing too serious, and I'm sure he'll be very looked after by the medical staff, and let's hope that it's nothing too concerning. All right, well, I will catch you very soon. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the Unofficial Robins podcast. And thank you, Paul.
No problem.
It's good night from him.
And it's good night from me.
Good night.
Good night.